Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
Welcome, everyone, to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and today we have a new episode of the show called The Golf Industry Uncut. Each episode of Uncut will feature one of the great insiders of the golf industry, and they'll be placed on the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire golf industry landscape. This week, we welcome Jeff Brunsky to the show. He's part of R&D team at Srixon Golf. Crazy smart, much smarter than me. Jeff, are you ready to step into the hot seat?
I am ready.
THP Radio is your new twist on on-demand audio in the world of golf. And the Golf Industry Uncut is your complete access to the equipment world that you're craving the info on. The way the show works is easy. Once the record button is pressed, there's no editing done until the show ends, so you hear it all. So let's get right to it. Jeff, you've been involved with the golf industry for a long time. How did you get into it and end up at Srixon Golf?
I've been doing it a while now. I think it was a nice coincidence that I was a mechanical engineer. I was always interested in product development, knew I wanted to work in product development, and also always liked sports. So there's definitely a thinking that I might eventually do some sort of engineering in the world of sports. And just so happened that I took a class in college on design issues of sports equipment, loved the topic, and then just happened to find my way into this career after graduating. So I've been in the golf industry since college, and it's been over 10 years now, which is crazy to think about, but that's pretty much how it happened.
Now, I'm going to delve off topic, but sort of on topic. Can you tell everybody a little bit about what you do at Srixon and how you've moved into that role?
Sure. So I'm the Director of Research and Development here in North America. We also have an R&D department in Japan, so we sort of have two groups that work together to develop these products, and that's essentially what R&D does, research and development. We are the product development team. We work very closely with marketing and sales to understand the market and to define the products, but when it comes to actually creating them, actually inventing new technologies, that's the R&D team's responsibility. So we have engineers, we have designers, we've got people who specialize in testing the equipment all day, every day. So it's a diverse group, and we do product development.
Now, speaking of product development, you guys recently launched a new golf ball as of just a couple of days ago called the Soft Feel. It's everybody knows the Soft Feel. It's been around for a while. This is the new version, and there were some pretty dramatic changes. Now, I got a chance to go out and test it out, and it goes against my, I won't say conventional wisdom, but the wisdom I've picked up over the years as far as what compression does, what covers do, and everything else. Can you explain first a little bit about the new Soft Feel and what people can expect out of it?
Sure. This is probably one of the more drastic updates we've made to the ball and some of the biggest steps we've taken to improve performance. You mentioned the compression, and that's probably the best place to start. The compression is significantly lower than the previous generation Soft Feel. And what that means, it's a softer golf ball. It's going to feel softer, hence the name Soft Feel. But what we were able to do is lower that compression, which is going to give you a little bit more forgiveness, which I'll kind of explain later, without really sacrificing too much else in the golf ball. The messaging we're taking with this ball is that it's difficult from an engineering standpoint to get good performance everywhere. Usually there are trade-offs in a golf ball's performance, but we think in the Soft Feel, compared to the competitor offerings, we have the best overall total performance golf ball in the market in this category.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you specifically about, because like I said at the original, you're a lot smarter than I am, is everybody in the industry has gone lower compression. Regardless of what company did that first and other companies have perfected it, it seems to be the growing trend all the way up to the premium tour level balls. But in the data info I got from you guys was, yes, we lowered compression, but we didn't go too low. And, you know, part of that is a distance story. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, you've seen the trend in the market, and a lot of people are starting to do this. And I think our position would be that we've been making a great low compression golf ball for many, many years. It's called the Soft Feel. And I think that just in some of the manufacturing techniques we've been able to apply to the golf ball, the reason we're able to go lower and what we're trying to do for everyday consumers is cut spin off of the driver. A lower compression golf ball feels great. It feels soft. But one of the major performance benefits that people will see is that lowered spin off the driver. And I'm talking about lowered backspin and lowered side spin.
Correct. Lowered so proper backspin, compression means yeah. you will properly compress the ball and you will reduce spin coming off.
That's exactly right. So lower spin in general is a good thing. You're talking about slice spin or hook spin. If we can give you a golf ball with lower compression, you're going to lower that spin and hit the ball straighter. The trade-off that generally comes with a lower compression golf ball is that you lose ball speed. And manufacturers and competitors may try to argue that that doesn't happen as much, or there's definitely a physics to that where that is true. Higher compression golf balls will have more ball speed. So there's a little bit of a trade-off there. But at Strixon, we have some technologies we put into the golf ball to try to balance that out and get you the best of both worlds, get you a lot of distance, a lot of ball speed, and cut that spin down for you.
So in essence, my feeble-minded self would say that there's a, you know, if I'm doing graphs with my hands here, like anybody can see me on the podcast, that explains more than I think anybody needs to know. But there's a, you know, there's a graph with a line going up for spin and a line going up for ball speed, and the goal is to find them at the perfect intersection for each golfer. And that brings up the forgiveness factor. If somebody is not hitting the center of the face all the time, and I know that never happens on the internet, everybody on the internet's perfect, but if they're not hitting the center of the face all the time, a lower compression golf ball could still help them because it would be easier to compress not on the sweet spot, correct?
For sure. A lower compression golf ball is easier to compress, and in generally you want to be compressing the golf ball. You don't want to compress it too much, and that's why some competitors have gone really low compression, and I think that's you're giving up some things if you go too low compression. But I agree with what you said there. You want to have a lower compression golf ball that allows you to compress the ball, and that's going to help keep your spin down, surprisingly, on long shots, on driver shots. Now, on the flip side, most of us do benefit from having more spin around the greens. That's more control, and we try to deliver that to players by making, especially in this new soft feel, a softer cover. So the cover softness really affects that greenside control.
So you kind of segued right into what I was going to ask you next about this. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I took these out for a test drive, and I was genuinely surprised by the amount of greenside spin I got, especially on approach shots in and things like that. Now, I'm a higher spin player around the green, so I expect a ball, even with a Sirlin cover, to at least not roll off or anything like that. I can make them check. But this one kind of surprised me. Now, conventional wisdom to me says that higher compression thereabouts and a softer cover, urethane, Sirlin, whatever that may be, will increase spin. And you could also say the friction in between layers for more layers on a golf ball would do that as well. Am I wrong on that or am I right?
I was with you right up until the additional layers maybe be, we'd have to get real deep into that, but you are dead on there that that softer urethane cover definitely helps greenside control, greenside spin.
So why is this one spinning as well as it did?
Essentially, and just to sort of make sure people understand that, urethane cover, that's usually what is on a tour golf ball. Something like a soft feel for an everyday player has a Sirlin, as you called it, or a different material cover. But it's still the same goal for our engineers, is to make that material as soft as possible without sacrificing durability. And we've been able to do that since the previous generation of soft feel. And I think compared to pretty much any competitor ball out there, that's right in this category that competes with the soft feel, we have the softest cover. So if you're testing it against competitors, I hope to hear that the greenside control is, you know, up there among the best, if not the best.
So I talked to a bunch of our readers and said, you know, we're going to be doing this. We're going to get a bunch of information on Strixon golf balls. And the number one question asked was, what's the difference between the soft feel and the Q-Star? Everybody kept asking, and, you know, I can give them the data points all I want, but I figured we have the person here to ask. Why don't we just ask him and he can explain the differences?
Sure. Easy one that's just right off the bat, and we were just talking about that greenside control. The Q-Star has what we call spin skim, and this might be my favorite technology from Srixon because it's just so simple and obvious to explain. It's got the perfect name. It's a little bit of a coating on the outside of the golf ball that gives it more spin around the greens. So the Q-Star has that. Our tour balls have that. So the Q-Star has a little more control around the greens. And it is also, so now shifting, that's one difference. The other thing I'll talk about is that it is a higher compression golf ball, so it's built for players with a little bit of a higher swing speed as compared to the soft feel. But they're very similar in terms of the construction, the technology. The key thing with both of them is that the core, they're two-piece golf balls, both of them, but they sort of play like a three-piece or a four-piece because we have a technology in our core that helps it behave in that way. It helps get ball speed without too much spin, those two charts you were talking about. So they're very similar in that sense. They're just sort of tuned to different compressions.
I want to point out, a couple of years ago, I was with the Cleveland Srixon team at the PGA show, and they had this little device that looked like, if you ever walked into a shoe store and you put your foot on it, it tells you how big your feet are, what shoe size you should wear. Well, they had this little device set up, you guys did, and it would have golf balls on there, and it was showing like friction is the biggest way, and it was showing off spin skin when they first launched this. And they had competitors. You could use any competitor you wanted. You could take a golf ball out of your pocket and compare it to what they were doing. And when you say that there's a friction at increased spin, it really is. Now, is there a shortcoming to that? Does it wear easier? Why is nobody else doing it, as I guess my biggest question? Because it legitimately showed anybody could walk up, anybody could do it with any golf ball, and you would see that the Srixon had a rougher texture.
Yeah. Kudos to the team. I know the guy here who created that device. It's a brilliant device. You can really, it's hard to show people that this ball has more friction.
We're on a podcast. You're supposed to tell everybody you did.
Not going to steal credit here. But they're really, the only downside to having a high friction, really soft cover is if you make it too thick, you start stealing, you know, you can only make the golf ball so big. So if you have a very thick, soft cover to help you get a lot of friction, you're losing opportunity to put things in the ball that'll get you ball speed or more distance. Usually there's that trade-off. But the spin skin is so ultra thin that it doesn't take up any space really, and you just get that benefit of friction, and there's almost minimal trade-off. You sort of said no one else is doing it. We're starting to see competitors start to copy it, so people are starting to realize this is it. This is something we should be doing. Fortunately, we got there first, but I really don't know why. I think you'll start seeing it on more and more golf balls, especially from Srixon.
Before we continue, I want to remind everybody that they can discuss these topics and all the topics on the THP forum with thousands of golfers every single day. And of course, you can follow, discuss, debate, and interact on Twitter at THP Golf. And if you include a hashtag THP Radio, we can include future questions on the show with Jeff if he decides to come back and we don't scare him away. We're talking about the Srixon balls. We've talked about soft feel. We did a comparison to Q-Star. You guys do have a full line, and our readers and listeners have enjoyed testing them out. We've had them on the THP Tour Van for people. Can you tell us a little bit about the technology that goes into golf balls and what makes Srixon rather unique?
Sure. I kind of touched on it earlier, but I'll come back to that core technology where a two-piece golf ball is more like a three-piece golf ball, because we definitely hang our hat on, it's something called energetic gradient growth, which is a mouthful, but we abbreviate it EGG. That's definitely a critical technology that Srixon has, that for any compression golf ball, and compression can be a confusing subject because we like to almost think about something as dynamic compression. You can measure compression just in a device and in the lab, but actually how the ball plays out on the course, that core technology helps a golf ball have a variety of different performances, helps us get around a lot of trade-offs that usually have to be made in a golf ball. So that core technology is huge for us. And then I would also say, I mean, there's a lot that goes into a golf ball. Cover thickness, the ability to make a cover very thin, as I was saying. You want a soft cover. You want lots of friction, but if you make it very soft, oftentimes durability is hurt. So the ability to manufacture a thin, tough, soft cover, there's a lot of material engineering that goes into it. There's a lot of manufacturing technology. I think people don't necessarily think of Srixon as it might not be as common of a name in the U.S., but it's the second winningest brand on all the global professional tours. It's in front of Callaway and TaylorMade and Nike and these more household names. And I think the intellectual property portfolio is larger than nearly every competitor. So there is serious technology going into these golf balls and a lot of success on tour. That's sort of all we can, everyone talks about their technologies, but that's what we usually point to as evidence that there's innovation here.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you, what's new coming down the pipeline? Anything you can discuss with us right now?
Yeah, I talked to the marketing folks and said, what am I allowed to tell him about? And they said, you know, be careful here. So the main thing that's happening right now is we've got a ball coming out in 2017 that is being introduced to a lot of our professional players right now. They've been working on it and the prototypes, but we're starting to allow them to switch over and move into this new golf ball. So that happens months in advance of the market launch. And that's a little bit of where the focus is right now. A lot of the conversation in our building, especially in R&D, is how are the tour players adapting to it? Who's changing out? Are they going to wait till the majors are done? Are they switching now? How's it looking? What are the numbers? So that's been our focus just right now, and that's definitely coming down the pipeline because we'll be launching that early 2017.
Well, that's exciting stuff. Now, it's time for Fire Away. First thing that comes to your mind, nothing about golf. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's the best sandwich and from where?
Best sandwich. I'm a convenience guy. I'm going to say Jimmy John's because you get your sandwich before you're even done paying. It's incredibly fast, and it's a pretty good sandwich.
That's actually a little depressing. Better Saturday. And for those that don't know, Jeff's a Stanford guy. Golf with your friends or a Stanford win?
Yeah, the Stanford football team, shout out. Those guys have been killing it. Love watching them win, but I got to go with just a round of golf with friends. Nothing beats actually getting out there.
Let's talk burgers. You're going to make and name your masterpiece. What are the toppings?
I am a sort of simple burger guy. I'm going to go with a unique cheese. I'm going Parmesan, but everything else sort of just
interesting.
Normal. Lettuce, tomato, onion, but a Parmesan cheese. I'm Italian food guy.
Very interesting. You're going to have some people talking about that one.
That's a weird one.
You have to travel, obviously, for your job. What is your preference? Are you going to choose a middle seat with Wi-Fi in the back of a plane or the front of the plane, no Wi-Fi, and an hour delay?
That is no good choice there. I guess I'm going Wi-Fi and on time, even though I'm like over 6 feet tall and that's going to be miserable and no fun. But 1 hour delay, that's brutal. No thanks.
Best travel city for food outside of your home state?
I was in Japan somewhat recently, and Japan has really good food. Tokyo has amazing food, and I like sushi, so Tokyo.
Who has the worst road rage at Srixon Golf?
It's a weird one. I'm going on another direction here. There's a guy here who lived in South Africa for a long time, and I was in a car with him the other day, and he nearly pulled in, like driving on the left-hand side of the road. He's still adjusting to the streets out here, so that's not really road rage, but that's probably the scariest driver we've got here at the office.
I look forward to seeing him in a few weeks, actually.
Yeah.
Favorite TV show currently on when you're not watching golf?
Silicon Valley.
Oh, that's a good
HBO.
One.
It's good.
Are you more of a Dinesh guy or are you more of a Guilfoyle guy?
Look at you. You know it well. We were just talking about those two, just that the combination of those two. And Jared maybe is the favorite.
I got my wife into it this year. We just caught up on the final season, and the one with the gold chain had me dying laughing.
Literally same exact thing. That is like my friends and I when we were younger, the exact dialogue.
Yeah. Okay, so what are acceptable toppings on a hot dog?
Hot dog, you can go onions and ketchup or just mustard. That's all that's allowed and cool in my house.
Last movie seen in a theater?
This is very difficult to remember. I think it's The Martian, but I really am maybe at this point like one movie in a theater a year, so that's a guess, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
There you have it, gang. We want to thank Jeff for coming on the show and talking to us. You can join us on the THP forum to discuss and debate everything we talked about here. Don't forget to head over to iTunes and subscribe to The Hacker's Paradise so you never miss a new episode of The Golf Industry Uncut, The Dean Has Spoken, or On the T-Box. And don't forget to leave a review with your thoughts in iTunes on what your favorite THP radio show is. So for myself and, of course, Jeff, we hope you enjoyed this new episode of The Golf Industry Uncut. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.